You're something that you never had, slitting on an oily rag. The price is right up on the tag, I put in a brand new bag. This thing will let you be yourself and won't offend nobody else. Nothing like you ever saw, and it's not against the law. Why don't you check out your line? Been with you all the time. Why don't you check out your line? Been with you all the time. Let me see you check it. Check it. Check out your line. Check it. Check it. Check out your line. Check it. People thinking they've been took, just finding out they overlooked. They never found the missing link, forgot they had a minor thing. So why don't you check out your mind? It's been with you all the time. Why don't you check out your mind? Been with you all the time. Now let me see you check. Check it. Check out your mind. Check it. Check out your mind. Check it. Trust in me and I in you. No matter what you see me do, I'm doing me for all I'm worth. None do me better on this earth. So why don't you check out your mind? Been with you all the time. Why don't you check out your mind? Been with you all the time. Now let me see you check. Check out your mind. Check it. Check out your mind.
So good, Curtis Mayfield on the Curtom label out of Chicago. Hey, everybody, Clay Pigeon with you. 4 minutes after six here in Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm glad you're with me here on the Dusty Show. Loyal audience members, I can always count on you. Why don't you check out your mind?
Check it. Check out your mind.
Enemy on the Dusty Show, fight the power. More important now than ever if you think about it. I miss the politics. I'm getting out there soon. Bit busy, but I'll get out there for you. Let's just have some fun today. Play some records, hang out, maybe take some calls. Portland checking in.
89 the number, another summer.
Sound of the funky drummer.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey!
Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Rolling. Gotta give us what we want.
Gotta give us what we need.
Hey! Our freedom of speech is freedom of death.
We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power.
Yeah, everybody up.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Fight the power.
Denver's fighting the power.
Fight the power.
Mile High in the house, Austin, Texas.
We got to fight the power that beats. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcium, that the rhyme's designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrives, we got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange. People, people, we are the same. No, we're not the same, because we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? Let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. Don't rush the show.
You got to go with what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. 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 Fight the power.
Fight the power.
We got to fight the power that be.
7 minutes after six here. Boy, don't go anywhere. TNP, baby. How you feeling? You doing good? How's your Thursday? Weekend just ahead. Hang on.
Fight the power. To me, you see straight out racist. The sucker was simple and plain. Cause I'm black and I'm proud. Already I'm hyped plus I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamps. Sample, look back, you look and find nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one champ. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Lagunitas in the house. Lagunitas? Jesus. Berkeley's here. You know they're fighting the power. Chris says, whisk. This is Christos Dantis. Going Greek with it. Hey, Portland, Morgantown in the house, too. All my friends, TNP. Cha cha cha, come on. 11 after 6.
Maya, Maya,
να σε μαγεύω για να μ' αγαπήσεις. Θα έρθει μια μέρα, ξέρω, που θα πας μακριά και θα μ' αφήσεις.
I have no crossfading capabilities, just like last week. It's a situation that only I suffer, and I'm dealing with it the best I can. Don't ask for a technical explanation, there is none. It's just very hard.
Deep in your eyes.
This is Brittany Fox, you guys. Listen to Dizzy Dean Davidson.
Your violence kept warming my heart. You feed the flame from going out.
Listen to this guitar right here.
I see your face. I can feel your love. I can feel your love. Your embrace.
I'm just pegging the meters here. Talking a lot about Maine's marijuana laws on the ACU. Maine's on people's mind. Marijuana. 15 minutes after 6. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I'd be willing to talk, or we can just blow it off. Either way you want it. I don't know if I can handle this right now, though. That's right, TDK 60. This part here. Don't you feel that way about music? Don't you tell your friends? Listen to this part right here. Listen to this part right here. Brittany Fox had ugly guitars, like plain yellow.
Long way to love.
I can play Joan Baez coming up next. It's up to you. Let me know. Marilyn Manson, Puddle of Mud.
Long way to love. Yeah, yeah.
Two clicky stars for Brittany Fox is not that bad for a pitch pick. I was so happy to hear this Marilyn Manson release. Guess it's last year now. But he does a nice job with this one. Deep Six, Manson on Dusty.
You wanna know what you said to narcissists? You better watch yourself. You wanna know what you said to narcissists? You better watch yourself.
Let's move his vocal.
You better watch yourself.
Oh, hell yeah! Joan Baez Lobby is strong at FMU. I don't know if I can hold them off. I'm trying to keep it heavy.
Like stranger at a key, come inside my mind. Moved all my things around. Did you know snakes can heal a prey? Can't try to break my psyche down.
Indications, general indications are you hated it. So, I got your Joan queued up here. This is a pretty song, though, isn't it? Joan Baez, Diamonds and Rust. It's a Dylan song, right? Is she singing about Dylan? Missing him? Sad?
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full. To call, and here I sit, and on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I
that's great.
10 years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. You brought me something. We both know what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rust.
It's kind of divided. The men want the metal, naturally, and the ladies like the Joan. Is that sexist? probably. I don't mean to be. I love everyone. I love this Joan, actually. Love it.
Will you burst on the scene already a legend? The unwashed phenomenon, the original vagabond. You strayed into my arms.
A lot of people alluding to the Judas Priest cover of this song.
Temporarily lost at sea, the Madonna was yours for free. Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed.
What's a half shell anyway? It clams over the half shell roller skate. Is it an actual clam or alluding
now
to
I
something
see you
else?
Standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square.
Black Oak, Arkansas would be somewhere in the middle, right here.
Speaking strictly for me, we both could have died then and there.
I literally can't decide. I think I'm a new metalist, maybe, at heart. I locked in sometime in the 90s, trying to be part of that modern thing, accepting digitization. Jesus! Wah, 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 wah. It's a silver chair. From Australia. Some people just have no heart. It's happening every day. Come on.
Humassica.
I can't get enough excitement out of music. Dancing, clapping, nothing is working. I'm a junkie or something. Just more and more excitement. I need to run into a wall or something. I'm gonna do it.
Machine guns bumping. Hearts thumping. Death is all around.
Death is all around, baby. Pure massacre.
Pure massacre. Pure massacre.
The comments are still coming in, but the clicky stars we've entered a drought. I'm not connecting with you. I'm gonna pander, I think, soon. I'm trying to be cool, playing the silver chair and the newer stuff. Meshuggah, Dean, I think I got it. And Meshuggah's an instant veto. I'm going straight into it.
Yeah.
This is for Dean Meshuga on the Dusty Show, TNP, 28 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is how I feel inside. White guilt. Toxicity. Caffeine. Caffeinated it. I need an instant telephone review of this song. 201-209-9368. I put that number out there a few times and the phone just sits there staring at me, saying, I don't like you, Clay. Jesus, listen to that. There's like gallons of raw testosterone in that. I need it. I've been bled dry by life. I'm a husk. I'm a dried up husk. I'm sitting at it. Somebody told me, Clay, I'm sitting at a traffic in Pasadena just listening. I'm with you, baby. We're husks. They bled us dry, damn it. There's nothing left of us. Just little wisps of dead matter, like skin, like dust. We're dusty. We're dusty. This isn't intense enough. Dusty Show, anybody there?
It's Loma Miami Beach, my destination, Dr. Sloman.
Who's this? Okay. Calm down. Is anybody there? Dusty Show?
You know, I kind of like this show. This guy's a little demented, but he's kind of funny.
Yeah, he's weird, isn't he, this DJ?
He's kind of rambling along and enjoying himself. There's not enough of that left.
We don't know what to do with him, whether to hire
Everybody's
him.
Everybody's always too cool for the room. Like, every DJ at some of the media stations is like, radio.
Right, your phone's real muddy. What do you want me to tell him?
No, this is you, guy. I can identify your voice, fella.
What are you telling the listeners, man?
That I'm fond of you, fella, that I'm enjoying your show.
Can you just scream bloody murder for the sake of life's absurdity?
You know what would be nice? You want to throw a little typo negative into the mix?
Peter Steele. I don't.
I knew that son of a bitch. I was friends with him. He used to do 2-finger pull-ups.
Yeah, hold me now. I'm all disoriented. Hold on, I'm disoriented. I gotta go, man. Thanks for calling. Jesus, everything's radically out of control. Dusty Show. Hello, help me. Are you there? Jesus H, where did people go? Hold on, I'm dumping them. I'm getting calls so fast. Is anybody there, Dusty Show?
Hey, man, the playlist has been awesome.
Has it helped? I got to change songs. Hold on. I'm spinning. Don't go away. I'm absolutely losing it here.
You got it, man. Don't worry.
Yeah, get them. This will go for all. How you doing, caller? Thanks for calling me up. What are you thinking? What are you feeling out there?
It's awesome, man. I'm stuck in traffic, and this music is keeping me going.
Is it? I'm glad you're saying that. You know, I'm so critical of myself. I have fun in here, and then I listen to the show later, and I can't believe it, and I feel terrible, and then I'm awful. Is it okay, though? Is it fairly entertaining?
It's always entertaining.
That's
you know
all,
why?
It's all I care about.
It reminds me of back in the day when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I used to buy Laserdisc just to hear the audio track. And I love when you talk of the songs and you give, like, facts. You really get into it. I'm like, oh, it takes me back. It's like I'm learning something while I'm rocking out.
Thanks, man. Why can't it be like that anymore? They tell us, calm down, stop talking, let the music do the talking, stop talking, stop dancing, stop clapping. They just want to stop you. They don't want to stop you.
They don't let them stop you. Don't let them stop you.
Should I rebel?
You gotta rebel.
That's what I'm trying to do, man. Can you scream for me? I need screams, man.
Woo!
I mean, that's not good enough. Get guttural. Get down in your... I want your throat to hurt afterward. Find your tribal person, man. That caveman you used to be. You want me to do it for you? Here, like this.
Go for it.
Like that, man. Like Primal Therapy, Arthur Janoff stuff. You can't do it?
That's beyond my range, though. But, you know, I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
All right, buddy. God
All
bless.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Jeez, I don't even know what I believe in. I have no idea. Why is that blinking? Why am I here? Why is there air? Jeez. I can't believe I quoted Cosby. Why not? Jesus H. I'm almost out of time. 26 minutes left. It's almost over. Is anybody there?
Hey, not Herbert, but we reached. We reached, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't understand yet. See, I don't know what that's all about. Some kind of prankster. WFMU radio station, New Jersey. We're talking to you. Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Are you pleased, Jessica? Are you pleased?
How could I not be pleased?
You like this stuff?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really a metalhead.
Yeah, but are you tolerating it for the sake of old Clay Pigeon?
Yes, I am.
This is
my favorite show.
You have a cool voice. What's your name?
Jessica.
I can't remember things.
I called in a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, it's all lost to me. If it didn't happen 3 minutes ago, man, it's just out there. I recognize your voice.
Short-term memory.
Can you sing something? Yeah, probably. Can you sing something for me?
No.
Like Wendy? Do you remember Wendy?
I wanted to read a Bukowski poem.
How long is it?
Do you have time for that?
It's not. I mean, I want like 30 seconds. That's as much as I can give you.
30 seconds?
Yeah, just
all
read
right.
as much as you can, and then I'll turn it off when we've had enough.
Okay.
It's Bukowski.
Okay.
Hey, wait, I'm out of song. Keep going. Go ahead.
All right. Born like this, into this, as the chalk faces smile, as Mrs. Death laughs, as the elevators break, as political landscapes dissolve, as the supermarket bag boy holds a college degree, as the oily fish spit out their oily prey.
Hell yeah.
As the sun is masked, we are born like this, into these carefully mad wars, into the sight of broken factory windows of emptiness, into bars where people no longer speak to each other, into fist fights that end as shootings and knifing. Born into this. Into hospitals, which are so expensive that it's cheaper to die.
You're pushing it now. You're pushing it. Start to wrap
okay.
it up. Wrap it up. Head to the last few lines.
Okay.
It's really good. You're fantastic, by the way. Nice
it's
reading.
It's a great poem.
Yeah, I know it is.
So
you don't have to sell
pathetic.
Me. It is. Did you say it's pathetic?
Prophetic.
Oh, okay.
Prophetic.
I never heard that one. But fantastic job, and I love your words. You love the show. Are you a radical? Are you fighting the power? Are you resisting?
Yes, I'm marching on Saturday in D.C.
Have I sold out? Did you originally tune me in for the politics, and now I'm getting all silly and selling out?
No, I kind of like the silliness.
We need a little. Yeah, I'm ready to.
Too much politics.
I'm ready to get back in there and mix it up, though. I'm glad you're going.
I like your interviews, though.
Thank you so much. You're going to hear more. Tune in the morning show. I'll be on next week from 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, and you can hear it on the archives if it's too early for you, okay?
No, I'll be getting ready for work. I'll be listening.
Tune me in. I need you, Jessica. I remembered, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. What do you want to say to everybody? Just a few words of wisdom and hope as I turn up the Yanni.
Be kind. Just be kind.
Can you scream for me? Just a scream of passion for the love of life and for your fellow person?
Ah!
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby. This is Yanni. 22 minutes in front of 7. I'm not giving up this ship yet. We're going to take this home. We're going to ride it out. We're going to crest the waves. It's a white squall. White squall. And I'm Jeff Bridges, and I'm teaching you how to sail. Get on that poop deck immediately. I love Yanni. Thanks for those calls, everybody. You're fantastic. Calm down, man. I gotta calm down. Some Vicky Carr, it must be him.
I tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray.
Sing it, everybody.
Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor. Put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore.
What about some Chicago next? Check in with
I'm
me.
I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray.
Thanks, Jess Towery.
Let it please be him.
Oh, dear God, it must be him.
It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die.
I need to waltz, yeah. Are you hung up on a guy? Anybody out there? You can call me and talk about it. 201-209-9368. If you can't live without him, that cad, the worse he is, the more you love him. Why are we like that? I think I got some Chicago. I got no complaints. I have no crossfading capabilities, so I have to spin that record backwards.
Ha!
you guys. 18 minutes in front of 7. I'm sad because my time's running out. It's a metaphor for the little amount of time we all have on this planet. And it just races by the older you get. Let's remember this great band from Chicago called Chicago. And at that time, their wonderful lead singer, Pete Cetera. Finally in that Hall of Fame, well-deserved. Grand Funk next, please. Why do you hate him so much? Somebody says, I hear Satan talking. You're doing this just to spite us, Clay. It's exactly the opposite. I'm trying too hard. If I didn't care, you'd like me more. Isn't that how people are? If I was hard to get, aloof, stayed off the ACU, never said anything, just wore black and moped around, you'd love me. You'd love me then.
Now I know my life has meaning.
Does your life have meaning?
Now I see myself as I am.
It's funny, the men like Sebastian. Oh, this is so bad. This sucks so much. You like it, Sebastian, on some level. You can't not like it. You're just afraid that if you say you like it, you'll be perceived as weak somehow or not masculine. Once you overcome that, the world of music opens up like a wonderful flower, and you stick your nose in it and just sniff like a bar of Irish Spring. Is the talking helping the music or detracting from it in some way? Please check in on the ACU. I'm constantly monitoring your comments as the song transitions into the next section.
I've been searching so long.
Haven't we all been searching? Tell me what you've been searching for. You can call me, you know.
Now I know my life has.
They're gonna do modulate. Check this shaving cream out, pilgrims. Melinda loves me. Kirsten loves me. Who loves me? Tell me. Judy loves me. The women. Woo! Tommy at Neversink likes me. He struggles with that love word. Say it, Tommy. Say it, Tommy.
Don't you know I? Hell yeah.
Chicago line, who's on my phone?
Hello.
Are you loving this?
Listen, I love your show. I listen every Thursday, Clay.
But
what? I just got from work. And I look forward to seeing and listening to you next week in the morning.
Yeah.
X-Ray's pretty good, too. So you're both really good.
Right. And Matt's good, too. Don't leave Matt out.
I'm sorry. I can't listen to every show.
You got to try, man. What else are you doing?
I come from landscaping. I'm a pledger, and I'm a listener.
You called last time. I remember hearing you when I listened to my shows over 20 or 30 times. I like to hear myself and the things I do and try to improve all the time. Can you scream? Can you just scream out loud for the sake of it?
Are you sure?
Yes, man. Come on. Help me.
Listen to Chris. I don't know if I should do this.
Do it, man.
Ah!
I love it. Do it again.
It's going to hurt.
It does hurt, doesn't it? Life hurts, man.
Life hurts. Clay?
I gotta go.
Bye.
Only 14 minutes left. I'm picking a song out now. It could be anything. I got all these bummer songs. I gotta spin it again. Songs like this that I know are good. You might not believe me. You're gonna say, I don't like Black Oak, Arkansas, Clay. But it's only, I know, because you don't understand. See, I've filtered these things out, so trust me, this is a damn fine song. Fever in my mind!
Fever in my mind!
We got a little bit
money in my pocket, just a little bit.
He told me that it'd go away. Dusty Show, who's on the Black Oak, Arkansas hotline?
What's up, buddy? This is Mike.
Are you pleased?
Oh, I'm very pleased.
Oh,
listen,
man,
I would never listen to any of the music that you played for the last 30 minutes.
But I can't seem to
change the dial.
Can I tell you why? Because I'm selling it to you. Isn't it fun to be sold a bill of goods?
You're selling it, bud.
That's right.
I can't take... I'm about to change the dial.
Don't do it.
10 seconds, but I can't seem to do it.
Don't do it, man. Don't do
and
it.
I was telling my wife the other day that sometimes when I drive to work, I just let out a primal scream, and it makes me cry and sends me this huge release through my body.
Because you're full of love, man. You got so much love in you. It's coming out your giggy.
The love has to ooze out.
It's got to ooze out, man. You need that Cowper's gland.
I'm going to give you a primal scream and say goodbye.
Do it, man.
Yeah!
See how they want to do it? They want to do it. They want to do it. Black Oak, Arkansas, mother! Look at that damn phone line lit up like a Christmas tree. You know, John Lennon said he loved Jim Dandy, and that was his idea of a true rock star. All right, playing that heart. I tricked you. I'm going to play this. I don't have Mountain available, Dale. You always got great suggestions. I do have Disturbed, though. I denied you that moment. 10 minutes in front of 7. I'm almost done. Hardy will be along at the top of the hour with Miracle Nutrition. Come on. Come on. You can keep calling me. I will answer that telephone.
Would you give it to me?
And don't leave now. Don't turn this shaving cream off. I'm gonna sell it to you like a bill of goods. Americans love the sale, man. We're capitalists, communists, socialists, we're everything, damn it. Back now, you've opened up the demon. Yeah. Sing it!
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Come on, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and remember what you made.
This guy's a PhD, he's not some dummy.
I can see inside you the sickness is rising. Don't try to deny what you feel.
Would you give it to me?
It seems that all that once good has died and is decaying in me.
Will you give it to me?
Disturbed hotline. Who's here? Who's there?
Oh, Clay, this is Rachel.
Are you pleased, Rachel?
I am.
What are you
I'm always pleased with your show.
What do you want to tell everybody? We're running out of time. I've only got 9 minutes left.
I just wanted to tell you that a couple years ago I heard the story on the BBC News and they were talking about people's sense of humor,
right?
And that people with no sense of humor at all have no concept of them being bad at telling jokes.
Right.
And similarly, I think that goes along for like every creative pursuit. So the fact that you doubt yourself and you're afraid that you're not doing well is already putting you ahead of all of the confident people with no talent.
I love that concept. Hold on, my song's ending. I got to give it a spin. Can you just talk to the audience for 20 seconds while I do something? Don't stop talking. I need you.
Sure. I think that Cleese had said something similar to people with senses of humor. And so, yeah, by by doubting yourself, it proves that you are probably good at what you're doing because you understand what good is.
And they tell me here, they're like, stop being self-deprecating. They tell me, my wife tells me, don't do it. And yet, that's the only sphere I can operate in is that sphere of doubt. Doubt. How do we ever know we're doing the right thing? What's going to happen tomorrow? I could walk in front of a dang, I could walk in front of a Buick Tornado.
You could. That's true.
Can you scream? It's weird, but can you scream?
Sure. How's that?
That was great. Do it again.
I freaked out my cat.
Wait, I'm freaking out. I got nothing here. I'm playing a song, and nothing's happening. Let me spin. Can you tell the audience a message of peace and love for me?
Live long and prosper. That's my message of peace and love.
I fixed it. I gotta go. I love you. Thanks for your help helping me out here today.
No problem. Bye.
You sensed I needed it and you came through, didn't you? Have a great weekend. What's your sign?
Capricorn.
Scream one more time. Yeah. 7 minutes left of the Dusty Show, and then the TNP rolls on. Sing this with me.
About the space between us all and the people.
Not you.
Who hide themselves behind a wall of illusion.
When I sing, does it help?
Never glimpse the truth. Then it's far too late when they pass away.
I'm gonna do some dancing.
We were told.
Getting all Bombay with this shaving cream. Hi, 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 hi. It's gonna kick in and I'm gonna go into heaven and slam into a door. Beatles Love Line, who's there?
Hey, Dusty, it's Blondie from Nutley.
Are you pleased?
Gotta let you know it's an Oldsmobile Tornado, not a Buick.
Is it? See, that's one thing about this audience. Boy, they'll correct you in a heartbeat if you're wrong. I appreciate it, man.
You got it, my friend.
I used to have a Gremlin X with Levi seats.
Yeah, always want to wish you and your audience well, and it's always comforting when I listen to you as I do my driving or even when I'm overseas. I appreciate it there, Dusty.
What's your favorite color, man?
Blue.
Why blue?
Probably because it reminds me of the ocean, eyes, clouds, sky, in the sky.
You're a lover, aren't you? You're a lover, not a fighter.
A little bit of both, that's all.
Tell the people you love them.
I do love everybody out there. Be strong.
Can you scream at them? Can you scream at them?
Say again?
Scream at him. Scream.
Ah!
Yeah, you're gonna love this. I kind of shaved this one.
I love you.
I gotta go, you guys. I'm out of time. This is for you. Casey and the Sunshine Band. From Miami, Florida. Harry Casey. So many great hits. This is Please Don't Go, Dusty Show. Thank you so much, everybody.
The minute you walk out that door.
You made fun of Casey at one time.
At least in my lifetime.
Now you're feeling soft about him.
I've had one dream come true.
Because he's good, wasn't he? He was good all along. I was blessed
to be loved
by you, Kirsten. By someone as wonderful as you. Please don't go. We're going to Boston this weekend.
Don't go.
I gotta miss record fair.
Don't go.
I hope you guys go, though. Find some good stuff there. Matt Warwick is throwing the whole thing together. Doing a hell of, he's like Brownie. Hell of a job, Brownie. We'll do it live. Screw it. We'll do it live. Yeah! Thanks for listening, everybody. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for all your comments, you guys. 212 of them today. That's good for me, man. That's like 100 over my batting average. See, that morning exposure does it for you. Then they all know you. Don't worry, though. I love these salt mines here. I love it, man. I love my dusty people. Number one, I will be on Monday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. We're going to wake and bake one more time. Be there in support. Be there to have fun with me. I'll look for you. Weekday mornings next week. Wake and bake. We'll do it live. I love that billow, man. I can't stop saying it. I'm going to dance for you one more time because I love you, man. Practicing down at the pyramid, dancing industrial. I was good. You should have seen me on the front 242. Man, I was hard.
Please don't leave me, baby. Please don't go.
Always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Wide. I'm Hardy Wide. Join me now, won't you, as we answer the questions who, what, where, why, when, which. Like, who is Hardy Wide? When am I listening to him? Where am I listening to him? Which one is Hardy White? When is this introduction going to be over? Where's the funny part?
I see Hardy left the non-dairy creamer on the counter. I think I'll give it a try.
You want me to pass it to you?
No, it's cool. I'll get it.
Suit yourself.
This looks weird. I guess non-dairy means plastic.
You should use real cream. I only use real cream in my fake coffee. Hey, I see in the paper they picked a new Doctor Who.
Oh, who is it?
It's not specific. It just says white male between the ages of 25 and 65, average build.
Well, I'll be on the lookout. Morning, Hardy.
Morning, Lou.
Morning, Hardy.
Morning, Butch. Hey, where's my jar of melamine? Never mind. I'll make the thermal insulation for the time machine with non-dairy creamer.
Speaking of the time machine, maybe we could use it to travel back in time to some earlier shows.
I'd like to go to Pittsburgh in the 20s.
I was thinking we could go to breakfast a couple weeks ago.
Okay, I'm not an idiot. I know what's going on.
What? Nothing.
You guys are barely using my name or talking to me. And Lou wants to go back in time because he doesn't like the new me.
That's not true.
Yeah, you're still you, Butchie.
A full body transplant isn't a strange thing anymore. People get them all the time. I'm still the same old Butchie. Of course you are. Just because I have a completely new body and mind, I still have the same memories, more or less. I'm still Butchie. You can't rob me of my identity just because I appear different to you. Your perception doesn't define who I am. I define who I am. And I am Baruch Butchie Spinoza, born up north somewhere and raised all over. I am me, with the same likes and dislikes and the same ambivalent feelings about you two goofballs.
Yep, that's Butchie.
Of course that's Butchie. Things change all the time.
Right.
Change is the only constant. Wasn't it Democritus who said you can't step twice in the same river? No, it was Heraclitus.
What?
It was Heraclitus.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes.
Well, they must have changed it.
Democritus is the cheese cutter. He kept cutting the cheese in half until it was pointless, demonstrating the pointlessness of deli work.
Oh, right.
Anyway, the river is still the river, even though the water is different.
True.
Doctor Who is the same, even though he looks different and is not as interesting.
Very true.
So why can't you accept that I am still Butchie with a full-body transplant?
You're right. That's our hang-up.
You keep changing your beard length, but you're still Hardy. And Lou, you change the name of the island your grandma is from every few weeks, but you're still Lou.
Point taken.
To make it up to you, Butchie, you can pick dinner for the next month. And where we go in the time machine?
It's a deal.
Swear on it?
I swear.
I swear.
Good. It's done. You can come out now, Butchie.
What? Oh, man, you guys are idiots. Butchie, what the heck? You guys are so gullible. You are awful, you know that? I'm pretty awful, thanks.
I knew there wasn't such a thing as a full-body transplant.
Hey, that's not cool.
I assure you there is.
Sorry about that, Don. These guys are a little slow.
Don? Don, is that you?
Yes, Hardy. I had a full-body transplant. After the accident, the doctor said that was the only way I'd fully recover.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Yeah, Don agreed to help me out so I could trick you guys into letting me pick what we'd have for dinner and also where we'd go in the time machine.
Sorry, Don. What's it like having a brand new body?
Oh, very nice.
Butchie, what is it? That's not Don. That's my friend Bob from Pittsburgh.
Yinz are so easily fooled.
Aren't they? Anyway, thanks again, Bob. I'll see you at chess club.
More later, Butch.
I can't believe how you guys would believe anything, even if it's completely illogical. You're saps. Your sentiment obscures your reason.
Well, maybe. But I've seen people go through changes.
Yep. Remember when Don turned into a house?
Okay, I'll give you that. But he had the same voice. If the voice changes, then you know it's a different person.
Not Barney Rubble.
Excuse me?
Barney Rubble on the Flintstones. Mel Blanc did the voice. But then, during the second season, he was in a car crash and couldn't do it, so Dawes Butler took over for a while. But it was still Barney. The same writers, the same appearance, just a slightly different voice.
But Barney isn't real, not like us.
Yeah, we're real live radio characters, with actual fictional histories and personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're real. Right?
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Hardy White. Welcome to Miracle Nutrition.
Oh, I'm just fooling you. I can't do voices, first of all. This is Hardy. I was just kidding. Man, I can't pretend to be someone I'm not. What you see is what you get. Unlike those menus that have pictures of the food on them, where the ice cream is really mashed potatoes. Why is that? Because you can't really take a picture of ice cream because it will melt under the heat of the light bulb. That's where we get the expression, if you want to melt ice cream, use heat. How can a light bulb melt ice cream? Well, it produces heat. It can actually cook something. I don't know if you were ever young, but when I was young, I had one of these Easy Bake Ovens. I never had one, actually. A friend had one, but I coveted it. Isn't that the same thing? And these Easy Bake Ovens, the trick was there was a light bulb in there, and you could cook using the light bulb. So I tracked one down recently, and I got one, and it doesn't work the same way. It doesn't cook anymore, I guess because I used a compact fluorescent light bulb. And so I put the cake batter in there,
and it just went rancid. I hope that I don't make you rancid because I give off light but no heat. Or maybe I give off heat but no light. I remember when I'd stay in hotels as a kid, sometimes in the bathroom there were different kinds of lights up there. There was one that was like a heat lamp and another one was like a heat lamp. I don't know, one was white light, right? And you put it on and you go, man, things are unbearably bright and hot. And then there was another that was a red light. And I don't know if that was maybe if you were traveling and you wanted to develop pictures in there. Say, I need a dark room. But there was a kind of red light that keeps your hamburgers warm in the 50s. And I would put them on and off. I think one was a sun lamp. If you wanted to tan, say, hey, I'm sitting on the toilet. I might as well get a tan on my privates while I'm here. Or something like that. So different kinds of light does different things, makes things appear differently. And speaking of menu items, I have friends who have a Chinese restaurant. And on the counter, over the counter, there's pictures of the food. They've had pictures. Now, they've been there for a really long time. So the light that comes in from the window has faded them and, I guess, taken out all the yellows and reds. And so all the food looks blue or green. Now, the actual food isn't blue or green because, as we know from George Carlin, there is no blue food. What a funny routine. But there's plenty of green food. But this food is not blue-green. I mean, when you get the orange chicken, it's brown like it's supposed to be. But what has happened is now the pictures have faded and it looks differently. Oh, there is a problem in philosophy, and it's called philosophy. I'll explain some of it. I've done a little reading, and by a little reading, I mean very, very little. I haven't read much. And why is that? Because I have to do other things, like eat and waste time. And that takes, wasting time takes a lot of time. It really does. It's one of those kind of paradoxes. I made that word up. Paradoxical. No, maybe I didn't. Paradoxes.